This radio show includes loud, sudden noises and some adult situations. Please listen responsibly.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 18. No Place Like Home.
Part 1 of 3.
Kelly, Pegs, wake up.
Huh? How long has it been?
Shh. It's okay. They're gone.
What time is it?
7. Sun's up by now. You think it's safe to go outside?
I'm checking.
Look, I'm sorry about your friend.
It was better you were the one who did it and not me.
Look, I'm sorry I couldn't get a clear shot.
Look, does it look like I want to talk about it? Let me do my job.
So, what? You made this place? Dug it out?
Mostly.
And you what, you live upstairs?
And what about the rescue signs? Can you tell us now? What happened?
There is no more rescue. No one came back. It's best you leave now. I can take you back to your car.
Hold on. What about the radio? Who are you talking to? Are there other survivors like yourself?
It's better if you leave now.
But we need medical aid. Look at his arm. Her foot. And we have a friend back home that needs help, too.
Look, you don't look like you're dying. It's not worth it. Go home.
Look, I'm sorry for what happened, but we came a long way, and we're not turning around until we find help.
Were they friendly contacts? You still alive out there?
Well, you gonna answer them or what?
I'm telling you, you should go home.
Give me the handset.
Excuse me?
Hand it over.
Fine, don't listen to me.
Hey, this is... Well, I'd rather not tell you my name over the radio, but we're friendly, and we found, what was your name again?
Victor.
Victor.
Sounds great. Tell Victor that we'll be waiting for you at the entrance.
That wasn't so hard now, was it?
Fine. Come on this way. Let's take you to the gate.
Why is this such a problem? The person on the radio sounded very nice.
Maybe he didn't want to share food with anyone else.
I understand he's upset, but we've come too far to let something stand in our way. We're this close. You don't stay in this place? So it's just a safe house?
Only if we need it.
I don't think you understand how desperate we are to find help.
Everyone out here is, and you're no different. Look, nothing to do now but get you to the gate. Only way to get there is by foot. So we need to get a move on.
I can't figure this guy out. I'd think that larger numbers of survivors would be something they'd be happy about.
I'm thinking he doesn't want us to come with him for selfish reasons. Limited supplies.
Yeah, but I can see his point, though. We could be 3 more mouths to feed. Maybe they're in hard times, too.
Hey, Vic, hold up.
Don't call me Vic.
We don't plan on staying long term. Just find some answers.
Aha! Right.
No. We'll only be here a day or two at the most.
Talk to me in a week, and we'll see if that's true.
Hey, there's some food back in our car. We can support ourselves.
Whatever. Just keep up.
Well, you tried.
Some people are just plain difficult.
Right.
Where is this place?
Westminster, I think.
That's not what I meant, but okay.
The colony is about 2 miles from here, but it's not a direct route.
The colony?
feels like my back's gonna split open. Hey, Kalani, wake up.
What?
Shh. Oh, yeah. Took me a minute to remember where we were. Makes you miss the tower.
Hey, where'd he go?
Skittles? Skittles?
I was checking. He's still down there.
You think you might come back in here?
Okay, so it's still here. Not surprised.
Told you. Sitting around waiting doesn't do anything. These things are patient. It must still smell us around.
It's worked sometimes for me. What if we wait here longer?
Until when? I mean, until we run out of things up here to eat and drink? There's no bathroom here either.
There's a ledge, isn't there?
Great. No, great. Marking our territory more. The big one's really gonna go away after that.
Okay, that was my suggestion. You said we kill it. You come up with anything yet? Or is this just some BS idea with no plan?
Well, we need a distraction to get down from here. And Saul and I used a car alarm before. Maybe we could do that again.
But the minute we get down there, it's hot on our tail again. We have nowhere to run.
That's as far as I got. I mean, I was saying we need to kill it because we need time to get back and change out the tire.
Oh, fuck the truck. It's all about us now.
We came here with a purpose, and we still need to complete the mission.
Listen to yourself. The mission. This isn't the military anymore, man.
That's right, it's not. But we do have people depending on us. If we don't, they die.
This isn't that important now, is it?
One more day. One day left is all we have for food in the tower. We go back empty-handed, and we're down to Saul's dog food supply. And maybe even Lady, for all we know.
I'm not eating the dog. No way. She's like our therapy. Everyone goes to play with her in her room. I think I need someone else before her.
Well, what do you think's next after that?
Ew, gross.
We're not far off. If we're gonna last long enough to get out of LA, we're gonna need what's on that truck. We're not gonna get that truck until that thing is dead. And it's not going to get dead until we figure out a way to kill it. So back off and help me think.
Damn tire. If I would have been more careful.
Hey, you cannot look at it that way. It happened. It's over. We need to adjust and figure out what we can do now.
I don't know this area at all. Where can we go? What's around here? Anything of interest? Any places?
I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't spend much time in this area. I mean, besides the reserve base. I mean, Skittles, do you know anything?
Any what?
Weren't you paying attention?
Mostly.
What around here could kill it?
You have guns, right?
Yes, but we've already shot it before. It doesn't do anything. It's like birdshot to a rhino. We've just been pissing it off. And I only have half a mag left.
Yeah, me too.
I remember there being nothing but industrial stuff in the area. I mean, other than that, nothing's coming to mind.
You think we can maybe make it back to the base? Grab a Hummer? We could try and transfer the pallet at least.
Give it up, man. None of them will start, I can guarantee that. Otherwise, whoever grabbed the guns would have taken one.
And you wouldn't make it. No time. Behemoths aren't fast, but they don't get tired. You will.
I was just thinking we could have used it to ram it. Crush it somehow. You know, remember the gate?
And who'd be driving? I mean, I don't think either one of us would be walking away from that accident. I mean, the Hummer's like a moving brick.
Maybe run and hide somewhere else?
We tried that before it came up here. And as many walls and doors we put between us, nothing worked. It broke down all of them.
These things are just too damn strong.
We could run all day long, and it would knock down everything between us.
Yeah. It would. What if we put something bad between us? Something that would hurt it. So when it goes through, boom, or something.
Well, that's something. Like what?
I don't know. It's just an idea. I mean, gas lines, you got any mines on the base?
Not a chance. Well, at least we're on the right track, I think.
What if it goes through every wall?
What?
Yeah. Every wall we put between us. Go through enough, and there won't be anything holding up what's above it. Splat! It may be large, it may be strong, but there's always something bigger.
I like it. I don't know how it would work.
Skittle said it's no sprinter, We just make it chase us through a few walls long enough to get him crushed.
Chase us? Really?
Well, I'll help where I can, but I know you're faster.
Skittles, can you run?
Maybe.
Would you trust him to coordinate with us to make it work? One thing goes wrong, and we can get stuck in there when the roof comes down.
I can help.
No offense, man, but I think we can do it.
We kill it, change the truck's tire, and we're back in our beds by nightfall. All right. Well, we can look around from up here for a building that looks decent, and move from there. We just need to distract him long enough to get down.
You said something about buying time before. What did you do then?
The car alarm. We could do the same thing here. I mean, I could shoot a car until alarms go off. I think that would work, right?
I think we not only need to distract him, but we need to piss him off royally. Maybe without using ammo. Personally, I want to keep as many rounds as we can for the ride home.
So what else did you have in mind?
Something I found yesterday. Molotov, anyone?
We walked through a maze of back alleys and blockades of cars as Victor led us further to the south. Every so often, he'd go through and reset a trap that was meant for any mindless attacker. Each trap was clearly labeled, so that anyone could read the signs who knew what to do to avoid it. The level of coordination to arrange these traps and blockades had to have been tremendous. It would take hundreds or thousands of people to arrange the barriers in this way. Pegs, Kelly, and I remained silent as we followed Victor. And then, we saw it. The walls were visible from several blocks away. 20-foot-tall sections of sheet metal and wood-enforced walls surrounded by layers of barbed wire and other jagged spikes. Two tall towers constructed from painter scaffolds stood several feet above the corners. Two figures were positioned in each, watching us as we walked below.
Oh my god. Oh my god, look at it! Look at it!
Holy shit, are you seeing this place? Nothing would ever get in there.
And nothing has, so far.
How the hell did you build all this? How many of there are you?
Not allowed to say.
Well, it'd have to be a lot. This place is insane.
Wow, it makes the tower back home look like a playpen.
The tower, huh?
Oops.
Nice going, Vulture.
Look, I don't care where you came from or where you've been.
It's so thoughtful.
Peg, stop that. What are you doing?
I was just waving. They're not waving back.
They're lookouts. I wouldn't either if I was them.
So where's the gate?
Through the building up ahead.
That's the gate?
Figure of speech. Where's the note?
Is this it here?
Your door code is written on a sticky note?
Yes, why?
You might want to take that off.
Right. I'll bring it up with the gatekeeper.
He led us into a two-story brick building that went beneath the wall and was also part of it. The letters of the building had been pulled off, and all you could make out was the word associates. A ramp led us inside where it was pitch black. Once the door was shut behind us, a small light pointed at us turned on. Next to it, a video camera blinked red.
Victor, you're back. I was told you have... Oh, okay, there they are. Come on in and be sure to close the door behind you. How many in all?
There are four of us.
Four? Where's Fernando?
Didn't make it back.
Four. Any more, and you know what will happen.
Understood.
Okay. You're clear to enter.
Any more? Someone try to sneak in?
There wouldn't be a rule unless it already happened. I told you, the code's fine where it is. Everyone inside.
This place is incredible. I can't wait to tell the others.
No kidding.
Come on now, you haven't even seen the inside yet.
it is nice.
Then why didn't you want us to come here?
Learn to shut your mouth! Get in there!
Okay, jeez. We entered a room as columns of fluorescent lights flickered on. It gave everything an eerie tint of green. In the center, a single table. And on the wall, in the middle, was a window looking in, and a speaker beside it. The rest of it was white, sterile, and empty. In a matter of seconds, a pudgy man with curly red hair came to the window.
Okay, everyone must declare their firearms and weapons.
Gatekeeper, I have my firearms, same as when I left. Here's Fernando's.
Okay. And the rest of you, what do you have?
I have my rifle.
Okay, and what model is that?
What?
M16A2.
And yours, sir?
Beretta.
With the silencer. Very nice. I have some people who would love to trade you. When you get inside, talk to Frank at the Broken Arrow. Tell him Gatekeeper sent you.
The what? Broken Arrow?
You'll see what I mean later. Okay, is that everyone's weapons?
Yes, unless you have any others I don't know about.
I have a stun gun.
Okay. Body inspection. Victor, go ahead and start us off.
Oh, God, I hate this part.
Oh, wait, what the hell's going on?
We need to inspect everyone for any bite marks or wounds that might be questionable. Now, if you would just turn around and face the back wall, we'll be doing this one at a time.
All of us?
Yes, all of you. No one gets inside without a checkup. We do this for everyone. You're no different.
Well, what if we don't want to?
Then you don't get inside. Simple as that.
You wanted to get inside, didn't you?
It's a small price to pay to make sure that everyone inside is safe. I do this with everyone and every time they enter and exit the compound. You don't need to be embarrassed, miss.
I'm not.
Then show the same respect and turn around.
It's best to think of me as a doctor.
You're a doctor?
No, I just said to think of me as one. Now, if we could do this quickly, please. I have other things I need to do.
One by one, we had to approach the window and strip down every piece of clothes we were wearing. I understood the logic of them wanting to do this. I just couldn't get over the feeling of absolute helplessness. When I first entered the military, I had to do something similar at the MEP Center. They do it to make sure you're fit for duty and don't have any weird body issues. That was voluntary. This wasn't. To make Pegs and Kelly do the same just felt wrong to me. Victor, then Pegs, and soon after Kelly. I continued to face the back wall until it was my turn.
Okay, sir, on the far right. Your turn. Name?
Michael.
Got a last name?
Smith.
Okay. Go ahead.
This might take a second.
Take your time. Need to take the brace off as well, sir. We need to check underneath.
All right.
Oh, my.
I know, it's bad. That's why we're here. I broke it.
That does look questionable. Okay, turn around. Let's look at the rest of you. Okay, you can get dressed, but leave the bandage off for now. I need a consult.
All right. You guys can turn around now. I'm decent.
Way to hold up the show, Michael.
That was so awful. You should have seen the way he was looking at me.
I assure you, your other friend would have more to worry about it in that way.
Who, me?
Him.
Me? Oh.
Even then, it wouldn't matter. He does this with everyone.
Okay, I need to set this camera up so the doc can get a good look at you.
What? You have a doctor?
Michael,
you
he'll
have a...
make the call. You'll make the call. Now settle down and stand still. Hey, Doc. We got another one I need you to take a look at.
I'm really busy. Make this quick. I'm not seeing a picture. I can only hear you.
What about now?
That's better. The arm there. Zoom in if you would. Hold on a second.
Just a broken arm.
What'd he say?
Let her decide that. So, Doc, What do you think?
That doesn't look right. The rest can come in, but he stays outside.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zune. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Tammy Klein, Shirley Jordan, Mark Miller, Otto Sterk, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan, edited by Michael Horton, and K.C. Whalen. This chapter was written by K.C. Whalen, associate producer Jason Scott, composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Produced by Shane Salk and K.C. Whalen. Zombie intern Grayson Stone. This has been a Modern Myth production.